Welcome to the Life Changing Encounter with the Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Jato Tusun Kamwinenye, the head pastor of Fountain Gate Chapel, Glorious Pastures, Hope.
He's a mentor and a spiritual coach to many God has placed under him.
His messages centers on the Holy Ghost, righteousness, faith, discipline, the love of God, and order in the body of Christ. These great teachings provide clear and straightforward answers to anyone desiring to walk according to the Word of God. Enjoy some of the most comprehensive teachings as taught by the man of God.
Friends, you've won again.
That you have won again.
So 2021, you will triumph. And when they say triumph, maybe you don't understand. Triumphing is a word where, in the olden days, somebody that goes to war and conquers a city, then captures the king, captures some of the generals. You know, when you go and conquer a city, like in those days, when they come to war and conquer, they may not bother you and I. They'll capture the chief, maybe capture the police commander, the army commander, and find some lingbes, the important people, to take the head off the land. So they'll capture those ones, like just the way they used to capture the Israelites and carry Daniel and co. They'll look at the very wise guys and those who are in the palace, they'll carry and leave the sanctuaries. And they'll be there causing confusion. So they would do that and carry the important people, and the one who led the war, the general, they will create a ceremony. And then there will be a procession. I cannot give you the formula. The priests will be there, the trumpeters and everybody will be there. Then the slaves will be there. Then the people they have captured will be there. Then the general who went to war will be on a chariot. And they'll be singing praises. His praises. And then they will drag the people they have conquered through the principal streets of the city. Like we'll go and bring people and pass them through to town. Like people go to civic center and everybody will know that these are the slaves, and we'll tie them. And then, depending on the general, some, their chariots will be horses. Some even went to deer. Some use lions. Some use tigers. Can you tame a tiger? But some of the kings use tigers to show their level of prowess. This year, that's why I say he connected to me. I see somebody coming to church. Not only have you invited somebody to church, but you have preached to the person. You have shown the person the way of salvation. The person is born again, and you are bringing the person to church. And in that mood, spiritually, your chariot might be drawn by a lion, an elephant, a deer, a tiger. You are the one we call triumphant believer. To take from the camp of the devil and bring to the camp of God, you are a champion. Hey! You are a champion. I told us to repeat. Healing a cripple, opening the eyes of the blind, cannot be compared to saving a soul that has already been bound with chains and fetters of iron by the devil. Either by a shrine or an idol, you snatch this person. You open the person's eyes. You are coming to church. So any day you are coming to church in 2021 with a soul, when you are walking, walk well. You are triumphant. You are triumphant. You have a chariot you can see. You have a motorcade you can't see. You have people giving you fans you can't hear. The angels you know rejoice in heaven when one person gives his or her life to Christ. So you are coming to church and angels are clapping. And you are just walking. And somebody will say, look at that small girl, look at that. But angels are clapping for that small girl, that small boy. You, that guru, nobody's clapping for you. Because since you were born, you never save any soul. Hello. So I am saying that you will triumph in 2021. It goes to where he's saying. From Hoviope, you are bringing people. You know, We used to do programs here, and we used to send buses to Hoviope and then Bogame. But we realized that we're bringing the people. We're getting the crowd. But we are getting poorer. No. Because you do the program, use all the money on buses. Because the people can push. That's why when we do program, we don't bring bus. It's the money. Because the people you bring with the bus, they really don't have offering. But we used to carry them bus. Over, it will go and come over because there are many, but we're going nowhere. So we decided to stop hiring buses. But the prophet is prophesying it again. So I heard more than you heard. That's why I stood up. You may not understand. Sometimes when people hear where they stand up, you say, oh, they are just trying to. It's because your ears, there are cotton pieces and cotton balls inside. Nothing spiritual enters. If a word never shook you, whether for your family or your business, and you stood up in church, you are heavy. I think you have weight. No, you can't sit at somewhere. They are talking to you. He was speaking to all of us, but it was like he was talking to me as the pastor. Organize doses. Let the people bring the souls. Let a revival spark off at Hoviope. Let one spark forth at Bogame. We used to even send bus with people to Bogame and bring and come back. We used to get people from there. At times, we go as far as to that village. Where you people were? Abutia? We used to send car to Abutia because Dele and Co were teaching there. When was the last time? And he said, oh, they were trained like military men. Sure. I brought Prophet Eric last time here, I think last year. We went to a call. The church is now different. I said, no. How they know? I said, times are different. Oh, these people, if I put that on them, you come and meet them. You people were determined, and I was also determined. And I was younger. These ones, they are lactogen babies. You correct them, could they leave church? So leave them. When they hit their heads, you call them and say, Babalo, Babalo, Kose, why? Kose, next time, don't go there. You correct them, they leave church. Oh, but those days, shy. Here was like fire. A pastor came here for a program and called me and said, your church, you have turned into a military camp. I said, yes, we are soldiers of Christ. Soldiers of Christ. He says it's a military camp. What he saw, I didn't know what happened, and he went and called me. Why have you turned the church into a military camp? And me, I didn't see any military camp here. Me, I saw that we're serving God, and we're zealous, we're happy, we love our God, and we're ready to die for him. He saw a different thing. But this year, may it come back. Amen. That you don't look at anybody who is trying to draw you back. Anybody who is trying to lie on the ground. Leave them there. There are some people, all that come out of their mouth is negative. It's depressing. It's discouraging. Cut off. Yes, or else you can go anywhere. It dawned on me. This was a gentleman who was in this church, poisoning all my youth. I didn't know. Oh, we come to church, this guy will blow tongues and go and touch this door. Blow tongues and go and touch this door. And he's doing some things. When we close, in those days, I didn't have car, I didn't have motor. We will all walk from here to Lokwe. When I now get taxi, I go home. So we were always walking in a crowd and we're enjoying ourselves. Those were the military days. We are on the streets. Cars are coming, we are giving them away. Then one day, this serpent met him. The serpent had beaten a lot of the young men. They were sick. Some were dying, but they wouldn't say it. He said, Papa, that man is dangerous. They walk with him to town and what he said. So he opened my eyes that there's a serpent in the church. He walks with them before he walks with you from here to town. Your anointing is gone. You come to church like they have poured ice water on you. Hey, power in the mouth. He will tell you that we have been in this church for long. We haven't seen anything. You haven't seen. Oh, what we are doing, you get tired now. As in those days, we didn't even have windows. So anything we do here, we pack all these things and go and put them in this house. Sunday, we go and load all those. Those were the soldier days. Here, when we close, even sweeping and doing things, no. You can have you carried instruments before. Like all these things won't be here. You carry all of them and find a place. Carry all this. Sunday you come and arrange all again. And you dare not come late. No. So he told me that this gentleman, and I didn't say anything. I was just quiet. I never asked the gentleman. I was just praying. And we're digging our septic tank here. Then I intentionally added him to Projects Committee. Then I said they should bring masons. He went and linked with a mason, and they gave me a higher price. And he told the mason that when I pay, he will take 10%. Church member. That was how the serpent bit himself. I didn't know. They did, and I paid the mason. The mason refused to give him the money. Then they're fighting. Then I heard. I said, me, the pastor, I don't have 10%, you. That's how he ran away from church. I see him, he doesn't even greet me. I said, good one there. That's how God will expose any fake person in this church this year. If you don't say amen, I suspect you. Any fake person is my prayer. I told my wife, it's my prayer. God will whip you out because you are poisoned a lot. That venom will come back to you. And this guy doesn't have offering. Doesn't have tithe. He has never given you offering. He can pray with understanding. Everything, tongues. He said that's how they were trained. He has never prayed in Ewe before. I found it to be queer, but in church, you allow them till his time to fall off. He fell off like a dry leaf. He's still in town. One day he went and brought his children who were not coming to church. Witchcraft be what? In this church, like Ekura. Witchcraft. I said, no wonder your character is like this. All your daughters are witches. They were manifesting here. After that, they never appeared. You realize that fire don't catch them for the house. I don't know which year they went again. But the father alone was coming, and the children too, we don't know where they were. They were in the house. So thank you for that thing. It just came to my mind again. Some were swallowing the pill. He didn't. When he told me, I said, I'll watch this guy well. 2 Corinthians 2:14. That is our scripture, anchor scripture. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Jagada. This year, you will triumph in your marriage in every place. At your workplace, in church, out of the city, in the city, at the farm, in every place. You will triumph. So the scripture is loaded. I just want to expose this scripture for us. Number one. This year, you have to start thanking God. Like we are messing up the years, whether COVID-19 or COVID-20. It won't enter 2021. It should remain in the 19 and 20. Amen. The year was quite bad. I was telling my wife that the most challenging year for me in terms of health since I was born. But you still have to thank God that you are alive. You have to thank God that you survived because others didn't. So the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 and 19, it says, in everything give thanks. In everything. Anything that happens to you and they say, thank God, you say, you cannot thank God, you are not born again. Are you looking at me? Oh, you just crash your foot against a school. I say, oh, let's thank God. Say, how do you thank God? Oh, I mean, I'm not thanking him. My feet is hurting. You say, I should thank God. You are not born again. He said, in everything. Everything is everything. Whether you are hungry, whether they are beating you, whether they have sacked you from your job, whether corona hit you, whether you are dying and you didn't die yet. You have about 30 minutes to go. Thank him. Hallelujah. I know somebody say, if I die, they don't thank him. Don't thank him and see where you end. You go to hell. You are thanking him, so paraventure, he will send you to heaven. Just be thanking him that you are dying. This one, you support me, but I've said it. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And the 19 says, quench not the spirit. Anytime you are not thanking God, the Holy Spirit has left you. You have quenched the spirit. You know the Holy Spirit is a personality. He's a human being. He can feel like you. He can see like you. He can hear like you. He can touch like you. So anytime the Holy Spirit finds unthankfulness in your heart, you become more drier. Because he has left you. Ungratefulness makes God leave you. I mean, I can't thank God though. For 3 days now, I've been not eating. Thank God you are still even getting air breathing free. Some people are connected to tubes and to cylinders. At times when I go to whole teaching hospital and I see the cylinders, I say, are these for human beings or for kitchen? They are long, long ago. I said, this one, human beings, their life is tied here. Thank God you have never gone under cylinder. Thank God. There was a WhatsApp story where hospital people have been dying at a particular time, early morning, 3, 4 a.m. in the, some intensive care, and they didn't know. They decided to trace. They didn't know that any time they connect the gadgets, the cleaner comes and disconnect them and charge her phone. So she doesn't know that she has just terminated. So somebody's life was connected to a socket. She too doesn't know. So the people were dying. At a particular time, the doctors were wondering what was killing them. This ignorant ignoramus was killing them for her yam or cassava food. Any morning she comes, she will just disconnect the thing and put a phone. Somebody don't die like that. But if your life is not dependent on a socket, even if it's dependent, thank God, that nobody has removed the socket. Or else somebody will come and disconnect it and charge phone. You see where you land. Before the phone is full, you have visited your maker. Two, when you realize, I said, now thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph. Then number two is that the triumph you will do, it is not your might, it's not your power, it's God that will cause you. You know, I have taught in this church that any time God is about to do something great in your life, he will start giving you signals. He may start waking you at all times you can't sleep. It means pray. He will start putting burden in your heart to pray. And before any major miracle or any turnaround in your life, prayer must precede it. Before any revival, prayer must precede it. Don't expect any different thing if your prayer life hasn't changed. You won't even clap. It's free. Free consultation. This year, if your prayer life hasn't changed, forget about being triumphant. It's not a slogan. The prophet said it. This year is the year of action. Maybe you didn't hear. The guy was preaching my message. It's a year of action. Fastings you haven't fasted before, do them. Prayers you haven't prayed before. Reading of scriptures you haven't done before. Thank God I give you scriptures. I was telling my wife that some of you, they didn't even get it. No, every day I give them a piece of scripture. So we are running through the Bible. They don't know that they are in Bible school. You have never read the Bible through, but now you know the verses in the Bible. If you Google it or you go and type somewhere, you get it. I give them scriptures. They didn't get it. Maybe they would have been better, faster. Some people take it for a joke. Some don't. But now you are getting a holistic knowledge of the Bible because I don't give you from only New Testament. And you don't know what is happening to you. That is telling you that your life is increasing. And on 31st, we saw somebody give a testimony that has changed. And that is what I intended. You dear, if you haven't gotten that, check whether you read it or you try to please pastor by opening it and closing it. That one, I don't care. You will answer. When you reach where you need that scripture, it will try you. Until your time comes, the word of the Lord, or until your word comes, the word of the Lord shall try you. All those things you are reading, they are your spirit, you don't know. The day danger comes, one will pop up. Oh, Papa. Those of you two who think they are nonsense, continue. Because you can do nothing without the word of God. The words our fathers and grandfathers left us, those words have destroyed us. They are curses. Only the word of God. So it is God that will cause us. It's his word that will cause us to triumph. If you triumph by your money, you triumph by your affiliations to people, you triumph by any connection, forget it. In 2021, you will come down. Look at 2 Corinthians and talk about causes. 2 Corinthians 9:11 says, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. First, I say thanksgiving to God. But when God puts things in you, when you thank God and the Spirit is not grieved and the Spirit brings things around you, you will be enriched in everything because the Spirit can give you anything. And that will cause thanksgiving unto God. So it means that thanksgiving can cause bountifulness, can cause being enriched because it's a sign of gratitude. If somebody keeps giving you things and you don't thank the person, and I can tell you, if you have your child and you have not taught your child to say thank you are a bad parent. If anybody ever gives something to your child up to about 2 years and the child cannot say thank you are a very bad parent. Go and learn parenting. You won't clap, but I'm looking at you. 2 years have become witches and they are flying. You can teach them to say thank you. They are operating and collapsing families 2 years. And yours don't even know how to say thank you. They don't know how to say sorry. We encountered another one here in this church some time ago. A little girl misbehaved towards me. The mother was here. They had to tell this girl to tell pastor thank you. This girl said, wallahi, not in this. And she refused. And I had a record in my head. And finally, the way the mother even left church, it was mobile because there was no salam alaikum. When somebody just come to church and just stop. And that is all. But that kind of child, you struggle with that kind of child. Because at that stage, it has spiritual implications. This is a man of God with the Holy Ghost. And something is resisting. Even if the girl didn't do anything, she would have even said sorry for free. Small, I don't know how the age. We stood here, it didn't work. I said in my head, Mobo, this kind of child, where are you going? And you, the mother, what did you teach? Sorry, please, thank you. If they are missing from your children's mouths, you're a bad parent. You clap, but I'm teaching you. I said, I've come to teach. So I'm teaching you. This is not chemistry. This is not biology. This is the word of God. If you like, don't teach your children that. You will regret. Because it will close doors for them. Even at the corporate world, it will close doors for them. Which boss will have this worker under you who is so arrogant and you promote that boss? Can't say please, can't say thank you, can't say sorry. You will remain there. Down there. The boss won't tell you. But assuming I'm a boss, what I'm telling you, what I know today, and I see you like that, can you survive around me? You will know, but I will know that I can't deal with you. I'll just be looking at you like that, but you can't get near. And you are dying coming. People that know better will pass you. And you say your boss is wicked. I don't care. You are not qualified. You are not well brought up. You are not fit for promotion. But may God promote somebody in this church. May God promote our children. Because we are learning the truth and we'll impart it. That will make the difference between our children and the children of the world. But when they are the same, we have failed. Let them see your child and say, whose child is this? This child is different. Uh-huh. Then they say, oh, is this Christian child? They say, yeah. Yeah. But when unbelievers... children are exhibiting those things and you, the child of God, your own. Why are you wasting your time in church? Why? You are boring us in church. You are wasting financial resources and causing financial loss to the kingdom. It's a law.
in Ghana that can catch you. Financial loss. Three. To triumph. He says, now thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph. I'll come back to triumph. In Christ. So we are now in to triumph. That's the triumph I started with. But let me give you Colossians 2:15. It says, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. That is how Jesus did to Satan, and we are still being warring with Satan. Jesus conquered Satan, tied Satan with ropes, pulled Satan through the principal streets of the world, showed to every Christian that this your enemy is captured. This your enemy has been overcome. This your enemy has been overpowered. He is now powerless. And Jesus, people are clapping onto him. Hey, King Jesus. Hey, warrior. Hey, there. Is that how what we are experiencing now? The man that was captured and tied, trampled under feet, is still powerful than some children of God. Sad to say. But Jesus made a procession and displayed the emptiness and the powerlessness of the devil. Made an open spectacle that look at how empty Satan is. Triumphing for him. Which means that the church, that's why the church is called the triumphant church. We are to demonstrate that Satan cannot do anything. So we have spoiled principalities. Now, and powers. Principalities and powers, witches haven't even come here. But look at the way you are running away from witches. They say it's a witch. No witch survives in this church for 1 month. If you want, when you are always coming, remove it and hang on the grass. When you leave, take it and go. But to enter with it here, fire don't catch up. This church, when it started, no. If I had closed my eyes, would have gotten them more than you sitting down. They came. Some, I begged them to stay so that I will remove it. They run away. No, I saw and I said, don't go. We will help you. We'll help you. But they had to run away. Because any day we shout, fire land for your skin. So the trouble was there, especially those who don't want to leave it. If you want to leave it, it will be simple, simple, neat, clean, quiet. But to bring it to disturb us here, we'll punish you. Every day we'll call fire on you. So they know where they go. I was ever in a church. The pulpit was here. Before we realized, plenty of flies. They were on the pulpit. Ooh, they had to go and buy spray. I said, we went for a wedding. So I said, gosh, who are those in this church? No, it's a Koluko church. They don't speak in tongues. Later on, my eyes opened. I didn't take it serious. I thought that maybe some meat or something, but it was around the pulpit. Plenty, you sit down at the back, you see it as a cloud. Whoa, they had to send out and buy mosquito spray to come and before the pastor. And this church, all the young men are gone. Only old people are inside. Old women. By incidental, that was the church I got born again. But I had to take off. After I knew Christ, I said, yeah. The rest, Mufan Chendi, you should take that. I'm gone. Chai! And that church, they say, once saved, forever saved. Very bad doctrine. You know, when you see somebody preaching, we went to Bible school, but the lecturer, we had different lecturers. And Bible school, if you go to Bible school and you yourself, you are not clear on your thing and you think Bible school will help you, when you come out, you are likely to be an unbeliever. Because we have lecturers here. Some believe that once saved, forever saved is not correct. There's another lecturer that believes that once saved, forever saved is correct. And they were all teaching us. So choose which one you follow. They didn't bring you there to. They have brought you to. And so that one says that immediately you give your life to Christ, You can do anything, but you go to heaven. Very dangerous doctrine. But this, our lecturer says that he believed that if you truly gave your life to Christ, truly, you will not do some things. That's how he's explaining it and we understand it. But some people thought their followers once say forever say. So those people are very carnal. Carnal. They can tell lies, they can hurt, they can steal, and believe that they are still in heaven. I was there and I saw the life I lived. It nearly destroyed me. Oh, because I was going to church, but the things I was still doing. No, it doesn't look. And I believe that, oh, we are safe. Once safe, forever safe. We cannot go to hell again. Before you die, open your eyes in a fire. You cannot say, you provide a fire. And no, that place, you can't sing that one. You can't bring sacrifice there. You yourself, you are not fire. Those songs won't work. Praise the Lord. So I left that church. And I joined Broken Yoke then, now Fountain Gate. So you are going to triumph. And it says to triumph in Christ. In him. That is Acts 17:28. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Let your everything be of God. Live in him. Move in him. If you are eating, eat in him. You are sleeping, sleep in him. It means Christ has, until then you cannot triumph. You go and worship Babalawo small in your village. Then you come and sit in church. Did you hear me? Yes. When you go, they are doing the hey, fetish, you go and join. Then you wear grass. When you come to church, you wear suit. Who are you deceiving? Who are you deceiving? There's a place in Volta region there, yearly you see big men, CEOs, and they'll take white cloth and tie their chest. It's down there. Many! Big people. You go and meet them in Accra with suit and tie, and you think they are normal, and you have not prayed before you have gone to meet them. These people have come to charge their battery. I forgot which is the village. You know it. It's in this region, lah. They're sitting like angels. Where? Huh? Tajevu? No, I've seen them on TV, and when you look at them, all of them are prominent people. Look, even their faces. And even their breasts. Men with breasts, you know, that they are eating well. No, you know, these people, they are not small people. And they will sit on the floor. They have come to empower themselves to go and be the heads of the companies and the factories. And you, they are moving and living in that idol. You are also approaching with your skirt and blouse. You live in your skirt, you move in your skirt, you walk in your blouse. You live in your shirt, you live in your trousers and your cap. You meet them and they'll frustrate you because they can see small light on your forehead. Their assignment is to kill it. So in that office, they'll target you. They'll frustrate you. They'll give you the worst things to do. And any problem, they say it's you. You think that God doesn't like you. Is because you are not living, you are not moving in Christ. In him we live and move and have our being. Some people too are living and moving and having their being in occultism. Know that. Christians, your next door neighbor is into things. I have stayed with one before, I didn't know. But I collapsed him. I did not. I didn't even know. He was a teacher, but he was a soothsayer. And I was staying by a soothsayer. I didn't know. Until he started hitting me. And God punished him. Your shop! Another person has gone to Tajivu to come and start a shop. Look at how lazy you are in church. You want to compete. They will do who on your shop. And flies will come around there 1 minute. You see sparks of fire. Your goods are gone. You are also on debt. Some are on credit. Your life is ended. May God forbid. But if you put action in your life, and now you say, in him I live and move and have my being, it means you have surrendered. Triumph is coming. Victory is coming. But some of us, that is not it. In him we live and move, but as of our being, we keep it somewhere. Out of even church. Bodaba, I am teaching you something the whole of this year. If you didn't hear anything, this one will keep you. And look at it. I'm just using that one scripture. And I'm expanding it. It says, now thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Manifestation. He maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge. That means that his aroma. He manifests his aroma and he said, and manifestation is manifestation. Manifestation is showing forth, not only in your house. It's just like a triumphant procession. Look, oh God. Witches go in the night and they manifest. When they come physical, they operate. Let not your manifestation be in your bedroom. I know you pray a lot. I know you meditate a lot. I know you read your Bible in your room. When you come out, who are you? You come out like a pharaoh, like a leaf. I don't respect that thing you did in the room. Who goes to a shrine and come out the same? Your house is your own shrine. You meditate on the word. You pray on the... Nobody sees you. But when you come out, they must know that somebody has appeared. That boss who has gone to Tejefu, when he sees you, he will bow and say, yes, sir. Any help? How can I help you? And you are even the messenger. But your boss is saying, can I help? He is trying to be of help to you. Who is from Tejefu? No, I mean it. If you are from there, after that, I'll pour oil on you. It's where? You people, I will not agree with you. You can't be in this land and this thing is there. You want to pretend you don't know where it is. You must give me the name, oh. No, go, go. Clap hands for her. You are pretending you don't know. No, go, go. Those were the people that were coming to kill Corona. Those three guys, you know, they couldn't. On WhatsApp. Some of you have forgotten. They drew some people like twice. They were coming to kill Corona. They didn't know. No go ko. No go. Huh? No go ko. No go ko. Hey! People have gone there and they are in this town. Go! You two, where did you go? You come to church, look at your life. And you think you can compete with them until you know that in him you live. You move and you have your being. Are you living in him? The places you go, is he the one who directs you there? Does he possess your being? It's not a matter of coming to church on Sundays and say you are a Christian. Those people, when they go there, see their seriousness. They pay allegiance to that place. And every year they must appear and get power. 2020 has ended. What did you receive from the altar of God? You don't even know. They must tell you. But I can tell you, if you were spiritual and you were in this church at the all night into the dawn. That is why I was very happy for those of you who received Holy Ghost baptism at the dawn of 2021. That is power that can quench nogoko. Or am I correct? Nogoko. Hey, this mouth. Nogoko. No, that is power on the 1st of January 2021. You were filled with the Holy Ghost. You are more than those people. But you see, if you don't know, you get up and you are still walking the old way. And when you see Satan, you are likely to salute. Yes, sir, boss. But power entered you. If there was anything that excites me, was the Holy Ghost baptism. Because that was Christ himself indwelling people. And those of you who got it, it's free of charge. Hold it well. Nobody charge you. But I can tell you, if it had been that somebody gave you a car or a watch like this, you get up and go and thank the person. If I were you, I would give God a thanksgiving offering for speaking in tongues. But you see, we take it for granted. Because I didn't charge you. Like I said, be in a folly. Pastor Blessing, check them. Who doesn't speak? Take, write their name. Take them on and let them come and I'll pray for them. That one day, you, when you get it, you take it serious because you paid. Free things, we don't appreciate them. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you, that was the most powerful thing that happened during the foundation night. A lot of people speaking in tongues. I was so excited. Because your destinies will be restored. Anything fighting you will be brought under because you are speaking the heavenly language and Jesus Christ is backing you. Any other thing is just by the way. Praise God. So, manifestation is that the world will know. I've passed in Christ, so I'm in manifestation. Let me read it again. Now, thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest. So I've moved from triumph and I've come to manifest. He causes us and then triumph in Christ and manifest. I just have about 6 of them. I'm on the number 5. I'll not listen to them, but I'm using the thing to give you points. That's why I say I'm teaching. So manifestation, and I bring John 2:11 there. The beginning of miracles, did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed in him. 2021, you must manifest. Jesus, his first miracle, he manifested himself and his disciples believed in him. What will you do for your friends to believe that you believe in a powerful God? What will you do for your family members to know that you believe in a powerful God? Some of us, our family members don't believe in the God we serve. It's a shame. You have not manifested yet. You must manifest, oh. When you pray in the house and you come out, let some things happen. If it is prosperity, you must bring to that family, manifest it. If it is power, manifest it. If it is academic laurels, manifest it. Maybe nobody has got a first degree. Go and collect it and bring to them. Nobody has bought a car. Buy one. Hello? All of us are married and their marriages are collapsing. Do a wedding. All of them, they don't have wedding. They have something, a semblance of wedding. It's not wedding. But the Gaia. Manifest. Why? You must carry your family to heaven. Jesus' disciples were following him. Doesn't mean they didn't believe in him. They might have believed, but they were still doubting. But after the guy turned water into water, I said, Chai! Master, it make too powerful. You see what Master do? He turned water red. They say, let's follow him. Your family members will not follow you if every day you go to church and come and say quarrel with them. You are the most quarrelsome person in the house. Shame on you. You can't touch me too. Chachai. You are the failure in the family. If they want any bad things on your head, hey. Go to church and go again and get yourself born again and again. Reborn yourself again. You are not manifesting. Anybody that is manifesting, look, they will be jealousy will let them resist you small. They will try to say things, but they will cow down. Manifest. First day I knew that Kai. My mother got born again. I don't know why. But I knew one day I was moving. I'd come to the house and they were doing sacrifices. I looked at them like this. And I moved in front of them to the room. and there was a gate there. Then I was peeping through the sieve and I was looking at it. They slaughtered this fowl to not agree. They slaughtered this fowl to not agree. They slaughtered this fowl to not agree. Then the man was now confessing. He said, agree for us. And this man has his own way. And we too have our own way. They shouldn't mind me. So the fowl should agree for them. And I was inside watching them. I said, this is manifestation of power. What happened? He just walked and passed. And fowls were collapsing. They want them to turn the way they don't turn. Because I saw them and I walked. And Master, don't try me those days. Fasting be what? I'll go to the bush and hang on top of a tree and be fasting. My father will be coming with a gun and at times I'm afraid that he'll shoot me because he doesn't know that I hang on trees to pray. So if you, when you see what we are doing, if you don't know the route, you'll be joking with it. Just leave house, go to the farm and hang on a tree. Share no tree. And just be praying. Yabre, God, do something. Do something. In the evening, we come home. Fasting. My mother doesn't know fasting, but I'll go to a place and fast dry. My temperature will be high, and I'll be lying down there. After it all, they saw the manifestation that my mother got born again. I pray for somebody that you must manifest so much that the people who don't even respect you will believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you know one thing? At times, I've seen it. Ask my wife. I went to their place. I established a church. The people that persecuted me till they transferred me and brought here. Last week, asking of one of their mothers, they say she has gone to church. I say, Mama Chi, she went to church. Which church? Fountain Gate Chapel. Hey, they persecuted me. When I left, those who persecuted me all ran to church. So at times, what they are doing to you, they are seeing the truth. They may not follow you, but they will find out and enter there. And I went to Bulgaria for conversion. There's a pastor preaching in one hour, the interpreter. He came to me and was apologizing. Forgive me. I said, what? He said, anytime you are passing and people say, this is the most powerful pastor, I fight with them. I insult everybody. Now he's been born again. And he's also a pastor. I said, me, I've forgiven you. But the trouble you gave me, somebody will give you. Maybe more. Let it be the same kingdom. Persecution, then you can't run away. So if they persecute you, you get wild, then that's your problem. But what you did to me, you get some. Me, I didn't hear. Not knowing that I'm always walking in town and enemies are endangered species. You are walking, you are minding your business, and people are beating people because of you, because they are praising you. They just don't want them to say any good thing about you. Innocent young man. If I were even like this, I won't bother. They were calling me the slimmest pastor, Fulani. I know they get to eat, yet they insult me. Nothing did this job, they didn't insult. Now they are, at least, if you insult me, I'll take it. Man was not getting to eat, and I was fiangre like that. And my main enemies were many. But I manifested. Any place you put me. I came to hold without anybody. I manifested. This is the result. May you manifest in 2021. In your workplace, in your marriage, in your business, in your academic. Manifest. I decree that anything that stands on your way catches fire. In Jesus' name. Take your seat. Gabodege, let me end with this message. Oh, mother. Daga. Your beginning is coming. Your family will believe in you. Amen. Don't worry what they are doing now. They are envying you. They are jealous in you. They will follow up. John 3:21. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. People are telling us, oh, these church people, they are going to church, but they are doing bad. Mikura, who is not going to church, is doing bad. Look at the Bible. If you are really light, he said, come to church. That's where we'll prove you. Don't sit in darkness and say you are light. Come to church so that we'll use the Bible to scan you. They will know whether you are right or not. If you say you are truthful, you are the most holiest righteous. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light. So I tell you, you are doing more truth by being here than they who profess to be good, who are staying outside. Don't let them intimidate you. We have heard it. These days, churches, they are me. Not going to church is even better. Sitting in the house is better because all these churches now, all these pastors are looking for money. Your village shrine, when you go, don't you give the man foul. It's only God you hate. Every year you go to renew your covenant. Don't you send money? Is the Babalo not looking for money? When he charges you the egg of a tortoise and you say it's not there, he say convert it to money. You think what is he trying to say? He's looking for money now. So bring me the heart of a tortoise. He said, the specks of a mosquito. He said, Papa, I can't get the specks of it. Okay, convert it into money. He's looking for money. That one you won't say it. You'll be going there constantly. Some of you were in the church and the policeman who came here with delivery and was confessing sheep and ram and he carried to somebody to go and chop in this land and his matter never ended before they transferred. We delivered before they just transferred. He just came to church, received deliverance and he was transferred to Accra. But they chop his money. Aikura who delivered didn't chop. But that Babalawo, I don't know wherever he is, he will vomit all the money. Jesus' name. They troubled the guy. You say and ram, they say it's not enough. You should bring this. And he was afraid to come to church. Somebody said, you should come here. That day, it was a prayer, holy day, we organized prayer here. The guy laid down, he was vibrating like something. Got up and gave his testimony. God restored. And promotion just came like that. So we didn't enjoy him. But the good thing is he's delivered. And I showed him to go to Accra and go to church. He went and he was silent. Me too, a day silent. Well, you know enough. If you go and enter there, they catch you again. I know they're there. They will discipline you. So anybody that wants to say you are a good person, come to the light. Tell them when they want to say, come, the light is the church of God. The light is the Bible. Come and let's use the Bible too. Don't sit down there and be. The last one, sweet savor. The smell, no, sweet savor. Manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. When you manifest, you see, wherever we go, they will have to smell Jesus in us. Can you imagine all of us here go to town and wherever we go, they see Jesus? That's a revival now. We just enter our houses, they see Jesus. You go to your workplace tomorrow, they just see Jesus. Because we are carrying his scent. They see you, they see Jesus. Anybody sick in the workplace, the first person they call to come and pray before they go to hospital is you. But if you are a Christian in a department and there is a problem and they don't need your prayer, start crying. Or you are in a family and there is a problem and they are rushing the person to hospital and they didn't even bother to call you. It means, oh, power, no answer. It doesn't vibrate. They have to call you before. Pray before we go. Even if you are the junior most in the family, they have to call you. You are manifesting the savor. You are propagating Christ. His smell is going around and people are sniffing it. Oh, Christ has some nice scent. Praise the Lord. That is what we are supposed to do this year. This verse is a powerful verse. Wherever you go, you triumph. So look at it, sweet savor. And I have Philippians 4, 17 and 18 here. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound and am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. One of the things that show the aroma of God is giving. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Aroma. Any church, they don't give. Holy Ghost leaves the church. No anointing. The pastor is bitter. When he speaks, he said, God bless you. When you listen inside, it's like God curse you. When you listen inside, if you have ears.
And normally, when a church takes care of their pastor and anointing flows, some people will want to desecrate that anointing and make the person dry. Nobody call of God is dry. Human beings made them like that. No, 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 no. I can tell you they are anointed men in who? But poverty has humbled them. Poverty has humbled them. Yesterday, one of my daughters that called me. I was there. She fired 1,000 into my account and said, blah, blah, blah. I'm in a salon. When I'm there, I'll call you. I didn't even bother. She called. I couldn't pick. Then in the night, I called. My wife was there. She has been in this church before. She said, ah, why are you still in hope? I thought by now they should have moved you from hope. I said, eh. Because you could do powerful somewhere. You could. These people, she's from here. I won't go far. These people are good people. She has removed herself. Then you have stayed in the land and you are not. I say, I'm doing something. I'm sowing a seed. One day I shall see the travail of my soul and shall be satisfied. It's not about amassing wealth and go to God, and when they look on your record, the Range Rover is not there. The Bentley is not there. The machine is not there. But God didn't even ask you to get them. You use your carnal instincts to get them. I can tell you some of the properties we have no record in heaven because they have no bearing with God. But if I can be in the land and at least occupy some gap, be, and the devil cannot run over this city, it is better than to go and add myself to Accra and leave the little few flock or shepherds here who, when we meet and we see ourselves, moboe. I'm telling you. Some can't even pay their children's school fees. I've been here 18 years plus. What do you think I don't know? She was crying for me. And I said, daughter, don't cry for me. And she's been following her online. I said, now I have a man. I can now leave. No, we're just joking. I'm not going anywhere. I said, but he said, oh, she has been seeing Pastor Blessing preach. I said, yeah. That guy has drank from the old man, which I drink for. So we don't clash. You know, we have the same river. So there's a sink. We are synchronizing. So I say, oh, he's there. So if I want to go anywhere, I'll go. But I have no intention of going anywhere. We are Yaboha. Uh-huh. Yesterday, my wife was telling me, somebody's asking, are we going to stay here? House things. I didn't even know what to say. Because I haven't heard from God. Are we going to stay here? Do we want a house here? Are we going to build a house somewhere? I don't know. But when I hear. And you know, Fountain Gate, they don't transfer like that too. Nobody can just come and move me from here. But if I say I'm going, I'm going. If they are removing me from here, then I've caused some commotion. We don't transfer. If you see they're transferring, you have messed up. Or you yourself, you realize that you want to upgrade. Like I say today, I want to go to Accra and start. I mean, nobody can stop me. I say, Awoji, take. I say, take this one. Let me go and do some galamse in Accra and come. And we will survive. Because the people that are there by God's grace, they are not different from us. It's the same Holy Ghost. By God's grace, my son is triumphing in Accra. So why should the father fail? But we are here. This is where God placed us. So when you see a church that has anointing, check the church and check how they take care of the man of God. Because every man of God is anointed. But the anointing can dry. They can quench the spirit. If the guy is always angry 24/7, Holy Ghost will leave him. If he's always troubled 24/7, Holy Ghost will leave him. He'll be anointed, but he can't do anything. And many of our pastors are like that, as far as I know in this city.
Because we have pastors association. We see ourselves. When I build this small thing, this is nothing. Some people, a man of God came and said, we have been in this land. To come in this bush and do this with this, your few members. That was Reverend Yazi. You can ask him. He said, came and stood here, Hall of Strength. He said, no, he knows this land. That this one there is something else. And I said, I've not even started yet. Not even started yet. Other pastors who say, I'm going too fast. They were here before I came and I'm building, they are sitting down. We are different. The way my people were taking care of me, ask your people to take care of you like that, you build. Hallelujah. But the people that were there were building, even the masons themselves, they come on break at here and come and tip the masons to hurry up. Though we have hired them, we are paying them, they are still tipping them. Hurry up. So if you have people like that, why won't you build? But if you have Kwikwiliqui, do you know Kwikwiliqui? Christ will come and you are still molding blocks. You are still molding blocks. Even the molder, you owe. Yay! Chaga, let me add another verse. Ephesians 5:2. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour. Walk in love. In the church, there's division. This year, let's watch for those people. Those you know people. They are very dangerous. Backbiters and gossipers. They spoil anointing. Love will cover a multitude of sins. And I have been saying, anything you see a brother or a sister going through that God has opened your eyes to see. God has ordained you a prayer warrior. If you can manifest and destroy it. They didn't say manifest by spreading it. Are you the wind? Or you are a radio station? Manifest power. Because some of the things we see in the dark and we see in revelations and pray for some of you, even if we say it, you will faint. You will faint. But they pray for you without telling you. But you there, you can't pray for anybody. When you see it, it becomes a talking point on radio. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering. Who have you given yourself up as an offering? Even wives and husbands don't do that today. Offering. Like I tell my wife, I'm an offering. Spend me. That means that whatever you want to do with me, chai, it no go happen. No. The boss. Or your wife said, I am an offering from God unto you. Whatever you want me to do to make life better, for you to serve God more, do it. When it comes to my relationship with God Almighty, my wife doesn't come inside. That one, from day one, she knows. Because I can switch into a gear. She doesn't. We can play, we can do anything. When I, she will just backfire. Go back. She will never argue anything. Because she believes in my anointing. Ah. So women said, the Lord said, which Lord? Which Lord? Come again. Which Lord? I must also hear some. He gave himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. A house you go where there is a sweet smelling savour. It's a house where there is love. There are some churches that stink because there is no love inside. Church, you know, I born. You enter, you feel demons. No, there are some houses too, families. You enter, you say you feel the tension. Kai, cheche. And there are some families you enter, you sit on the sofa, you just relax. Sometimes you don't sit. You sit at the edge. Because be ready to run. Be ready to run. Sweet smelling sacrifice. Until you sacrifice, you cannot triumph. The prophet has said it already. So I will not belabor that point. I think I have one verse to give you and we'll close. Signs of triumph. Signs of triumph. And I end 2 Corinthians 6, 8 to 10. Signs of triumph. When some things are happening to you, don't think that you have failed. Especially when you are a pastor. Human beings will want to let you know that you are not. Like some of us. Or a father. Or somebody who is serving God. They will want you to compare yourself with those that are in the world. But we are different people. Look at it. Signs of triumph. 2 Corinthians 6, 8. By honor and dishonor, people will dishonor you. No, you know that you are honorable. But some demons will dishonor you. Don't worry at all. They want to dishonor you. Don't fear. Don't be angry. By evil report and good report, in the same church, people will say, this my papa is anointed. Some two in the church say, few. They are also sitting down there. They say, this man, he loves. But if you want to triumph, don't let it worry you. Concentrate on the good ones. As for the bad ones, they are always there. Jesus said, as for the poor, we always have the poor. And so, as for the conqueror, we always have. Because they are poor in spirit, poor in revelation, poor in love. So the poor you always have. That's the revelation. So they'll give you good by evil report and good report as deceivers and yet true. Like I come here and I said, give to God, God will bless you. Some people think that is deception. How can I not keep to myself and rather I will now give him? Which mass is that? We know our teacher told us that 1 + 1 = 2. Then you are saying that 1 - 1 = 4. It's not mass. It must be 0. But in spiritual parlance, it's not 0. The more you give, the more you are blessed. So when we preach that to you, oh, you can clap. That shows that you are good people. If you are not clapping, I will suspect you. As deceivers and yet true. We will look like we are deceiving people. But Master, we are true. As unknown, yet well known. As unknown. You see, at times I deceive myself that I am living a quiet life. Nobody knows me in town. But this year, people have surprised me. They will be a pastor and I will be looking at them like that. I don't know from where. Some elderly people. I don't know from where. Yesterday also, one was in the car and greeted me. I responded and I looked back. Maybe I made a mistake. It's greeting somebody. It's me. But for me, church, house, some few rounds in town, I don't go to anybody's house. Because these days, when you visit people and you are preaching there, they'll tell you that you have come to their house. Those days, we used to do visitation and be walking one answer to every house. There was no phone. Phone has reduced that thing. When I came here first, we used to walk. I didn't have car, but I can walk from Zongo and come to Goyle. We had members there. From there, we moved to Malco Park area, all on foot. Today, phone is there. I can hear your voice. If there's trouble for me to come, I'll come. But I'll not be just get up and be going to your houses like I am an assemblyman. No. No. I'm not an assemblyman. I'm a pastor. If the need be that I should appear in your house, I'll appear there. But nothing is worrying you. Because I can use a phone and find out how you are faring. Are you good? Are you blah, blah, blah? And somebody said, why is he saying that? Why is he saying that? Some of you don't even know my house. No, my house, where is Lungunu? Church people don't come there. I can tell you, I don't know about my house. We don't have visitors. It doesn't bother you because I'm not saying go and just 2021. Let's organize and visit pastor. Please, relax. Relax. If God is sending you, because at times I'm even too busy. I'm not bothered. But you can see somebody who has never visited pastor will leave church because pastor didn't visit him. You go to hell. You think the pastor there, he's iron. Even if he's iron, they say iron sharpened iron. Have you sharpened the pastor to sharpen you? Some of you, you don't know Bible. You appear in heaven thinking you have a point. When you appear, Jesus will quote a verse. You say, I surrender. Where is hell? I just want to get there. Hell. Because you realize that all that you were holding on earth was nonsense. It didn't hold water. They will bring your pastor, and your pastor is full of tears, of loneliness and dejection and depression that you left him, and you two will say he should come and visit you. Let's be careful. As unknown, yet well known. As dying, and behold, we live. This year, anybody that thinks that you are dying, you will live. That is a sign of triumph. Corona, the fact that he didn't kill us, we will not die again. No. As chastened and not killed. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. Oh. If you have the Spirit of God in you, I don't know which of the days, but within these 2 days, I gave you some verse about some peace and happiness. Was it today? Or yesterday? The verses I give you, you see that you people, you are not learning anything. You have even forgotten. It's still in my head. How to have happiness, joy, peace rather, and happiness. Why you don't feel cry? But that is it. As sorrowful, you'll be dead. They say that, oh, this guy doesn't. You know the well-known people. Do you also enjoy life? You don't go to dance. You don't go to cinema palace. You don't drink. Those are foolish questions and foolish answers. We may look like we are sorrowful, yet always rejoicing than those who are even boozing. As poor, yet making many rich. Hey! Never despise your pastor by your blessing. Your pastor can be walking and prophesy care for you. Your pastor can be sick and heal you. Your pastor can be dying and give you life. Be very careful when you are basing your life on the apostle said it. Your pastor may not go to school, but he can pray you to PhD and to FFD and QRT. If there's anything like that. If there's anything like that. So be very careful. Illiterate pastors are sending people into places they can never go. Yet making many rich. But I pray that when you are rich, you won't be arrogant. Amen. When you are rich. This early this year, they called me about somebody's death. They said, did I hear the death? I said, yes. This guy came to me very poor. Got a job. They gave him a motorbike. Within a short time, they gave him a pickup. He looked down on me. He even started sending me. And when he sends me, I go. But I know that his cup is full. He had money. I didn't have TV by then. I got TV in whole year. Not I didn't have TV. Then they will come in to fix it. Then he'll be going to work. And he'll give me the key. So I should supervise the workers to fix things in his room. And my village, they say, when you are a monkey, allow your tail to also drag. I also collect the key. This year he died. And they called me and said, did I hear that he's dead? I said, I've heard. He did that. And he didn't end there. He chased me to the church and started competing with me in the church. Before I realized, he has cut some people out of the church and said he's a prophet. I said, since when? Before I realized, something happened. They collected the pickup. I think the motor, he sold the motor. When he sold the motor, and it was getting wild for him. His first son died. No, the calamities were many. He turned into drunkard, Christian, and became like this. Just died this year. He died in Bologna Church. One day I saw reverence praying for him and went and laid down, put his head, and was even weeping. I also wept, but it was too late. Because old man didn't know what to do. But I believe my father's anointing could have saved him if he was opening up. But you see, I've been telling some people,
You can't come and abuse me here, go to my father and think that his anointing will cover it. It's the same thing. It won't cover you. How can I carry somebody's anointing? You abuse the same thing. You are going for the same thing to help you. It's the same Holy Spirit. If really God is one, you cannot run from God and go to God again. He's one. He went away like that. My wife knows the story. I'm not interested in discussing it. But he went too far. Said a whole lot of things. And even planned that they should come and beat me. As, he said, yet always rejoice, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yes, yet possessing all things. Like Jesus. Jesus didn't have anything, but when he wants a donkey, he will get. He wants an upper room, he will get. No. I be a pastor and I don't have anything and you have it, it's mine. How many of you can I come to sleep in your house and say, Pastor, don't sleep? In fact, you'll be, if you are spiritual, you'll be very happy. I don't do that. But how many of you have a car and I say, oh, let me drive your car? And you wouldn't be happy. Of course, but you struggle to see me do that. Since I also have my donkey. But that is it. Any pastor that is raising people and God is blessing them, you don't feel like you lack. Because whatever you want, you get it from the congregation. But when you are so greedy that you want everything for yourself, then the people will be so poor that the day you are in danger, they can't help you. Is that wisdom? I rest my case.
I believe you have been blessed by this message. For further information, please contact us on 0243-172806. Follow us on Facebook, Fountain Gate Chapel, Glorious Pastures. Oh, God richly bless you.